Hello.
Hello there. Welcome back. You know, sometimes you know what you know, and sometimes you know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes, even as the Firesign Theater so brilliantly says, everything you know is wrong.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is everything you know wrong about alien attacks on the United States? Dr. Seth Shostak is with us. He's a senior astronomer with the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, the SETI Institute, and there is a... There's a program coming up. You want to tell us about it?
Sure. It's Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's called When Aliens Attack. And it sort of investigates a scenario, sort of dramatizes what might happen if visitors from another star system were to land on our planet and cause us some grief.
Right. And by the way, what channel is this going to be on?
This is on the National Geographic Channel.
National Geographic Channel. Thank you very much. That was the one piece that I was missing from all my literature here. I went through a good chunk of this morning, and I found it fascinating the whole background of Area 51, the early things. I'm curious. Are you familiar with George Adamski?
Yes, he produced some books in the 1950s.
Yeah, his first one was in 1951. He actually wrote a science fiction novel in 47. And then in 51, or thereabouts, he wrote a book called The Spaceships Have Landed, or Flying Saucers Have Landed, words to that effect. And when I was like 6 or 7 years old, my dad gave me this book. And I read it thinking it was absolute nonfiction, which is how Adamski presented it. Right. And, you know, it blew my mind. 7 years old. And I'm wondering if you think that maybe, you know, because you track in your documentary basically the whole UFOlogy thing back to that period in time. That book was a New York Times bestseller. I mean,
it was. But, you know, Tom, if you looked at the photos of the saucers in that book, didn't they look a lot like hubcaps with the, you know, knobs glued onto them?
Well, some people have suggested that it was a street light too. I don't have any idea, you know. And like I said, when I read it, I was a little kid.
Right.
But it sure has stirred up a lot of people. Now Adamski has since been discredited and he's now deceased. But is there evidence that aliens have visited Earth? I mean, solid evidence?
No, not that's believed to be credible by most scientists. It has to be said. Look, roughly 35% of the populace thinks that aliens are visiting in present-day times.
Right.
Not that they visited 2 billion years ago, but that they're around today, you know, buzzing the countryside in their saucers or whatever other ships they have.
So if they do show up, Dr. Shostak, what will they probably do, or what should we do? It seems like, you know, if they saw us as a pestilence on the planet Earth, all they'd have to do is just release some virus that kills off all the humans the way that they tried to kill all the rabbits in Australia.
Yeah, but keep in mind that their knowledge of biology is probably going to be about their biology, and that might be kind of, not very well connected to our biology.
I mean, right.
Maybe what they consider a virus, we would consider like, you know, sand, something you don't want to swallow a lot of, but it doesn't really do much to you.
That's why they weren't successful in killing the rabbits in Australia. we didn't understand virology apparently that well. But what sort of contact, you know, as I remember SETI, I mean, you know, in the early days, I had a computer that ran your software there continuously in the background for a couple of years. My one of my other brothers was very into it too. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. What is the scenario that you think is most credible?
Well, it depends on the intentions of the aliens. Look, they could just be totally benign. They're visiting, or maybe they've only sent machines to visit as a reconnaissance effort. All they're trying to do is, you know, learn more about the Earth, and you know there's no malevolence involved. The show When Aliens Attack, however, says, well, what if that's not the case? What if they don't just send, you know, a whole bunch of probes to sort of orbit the planet and send pictures back to wherever they came from? But what if they actually land and they want something? They want some of our natural resources. They want, you know, our biology. They want something. What would we do then? So that's right. The premise of the show.
Yeah, that's sort of the situation that Yeah, I mean, it could be analogous to the situation Native Americans found themselves in when Europeans overran North America.
Well, it's true. And the reason that the Native Americans had such a difficult time with that, aside from the issues of, in that case, disease, I don't think that's necessarily a worry. But the facts are that the Europeans were a couple of centuries more advanced than the Native Americans in their technology.
Right.
And that gave them a, you know, kind of a really big advantage. And so that's the scenario here, too. Any society that can come to Earth, you know, from hundreds of light years away, because those are the kinds of distances you're talking about, they're way beyond us.
Haven't we just recently discovered a what is probably a habitable planet that's within 10 or 20 light years?
Yeah, there's one. It's called Gliese 581d, I believe.
Right, it was just discovered recently.
Yeah, an attractive name. You might want to use that for your next kid. But and it is only a few tens of light years away. But you know, the nearest, just statistically, that one may be habitable if you're a microbe or maybe even something a little more sophisticated. But you know, from a statistical point of view, the nearest other world that's likely to have intelligent beings is going to be more like hundreds of light years away, maybe thousands. So
I see.
But
they're almost certainly out there. I mean, look at how many planets there are in the universe.
Yeah, well, there are more planets in the visible universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches of the Earth. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So that's a big number, and probably a lot of them have some sort of inhabitants.
And evolved and intelligent inhabitants.
Some of those, yeah. Not every world that has life is going to have intelligent life.
Right.
I mean, this world.
Well, we didn't for a long time. Life. You know, if you define human intelligence as intelligence.
Well, that's right. There's always that. I mean, it's intelligence inside the Beltway. But, in fact, some of them may have moved on to intelligence. It seems reasonable.
Fascinating. Dr. Seth Shostak, the senior astronomer for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, the SETI Institute. And the show is when and where?
It's Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, and that is on the National Geographic Channel.
Dr. Shostak, thanks so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.